This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Ooh, listen. I got a little update about Liz, who macked out with the Schmidilster.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
So last night was Bar Bingo. There was a really, really cute girl, and her name was Liz, and she had the hots for Schmidil. And all of a sudden, I had her come up, and so they can just, you know, hang out in front of us. What'd they do? They macked out. It was lot of PDA.
It started off with a hug.
Yeah.
And we were all good with that. Then when you guys went to, you know, that tongue swap that you did up there, it got a little uncomfortable, I got to tell you.
It was like watching a porn.
It was.
And everyone was watching you, like 500 plus people.
I know. It was weird. Why did you make out like that, Schmidil?
She went in for it, man. I'm not going to, like, reject her in front of 600 people.
All right.
Yeah. Plus, she's a good kisser, and she's hot.
Oh, Liz, did you hear that?
Wow.
Did you hear that cuteness in that?
Yeah. Are you in love?
No, I just met her.
Are you in lust?
Cool. I'm infatuated.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved when you got on stage and you were so beet red.
I was sweating hard.
You were.
Oh my God.
It was cute.
Yeah. All right. So her friend just texted us. Hi, it's Liz's friend here. She definitely has a thing for Schmidil. She might have been a little starstruck last night, but on a lighter note, she is a great girl worth getting to know.
Oh. Oh.
Well, tell her to text me back.
She hasn't texted me back.
All right, let her get out tonight and have a couple more cocktails. She'll text you.
Are you on red?
No, it says delivered.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're not on red.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a good night out.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
All right. Anyway, let's see how this goes. What if we, like, what if we made a thing and, like, and they run off together and they get married and they live happily ever after?
What
and
if then there's babies?
We have little Schmidils.
Yeah, little Schmidils running around.
Little Dillets.
That's kind of scary to think about.
Well, the way you guys are moving, it's not that.
It's going to happen next week.
Yeah, right? It's true. All right. Let's see here. We're seeing that Diddy Combs, I guess, is in solitary confinement, and they're saying he's not eating again. It seems to go in waves, right? Because last week they said he's strong, he's doing great, he's ready to fight the fight. Now they're saying, and I don't know what's right and what's not, you know, anymore. But now they're saying he's in solitary confinement. He's sleeping on the floor and he's not eating.
Yeah, I just assumed that he was in solitary. I don't know if about sleeping on the floor, but I just assumed for his own protection. You know, because there's a lot of gang activity in those jails.
Yeah.
And I don't know what side he's on.
And they're saying that no windows or anything like that. Man. That is crazy.
But you're right. The rumors, I mean, at one time they said he had a roommate, the Sam Bankman-Fried guy. Yeah. That turned out not to be true. Then he was not eating. Then he was back to eating. He loves the place. He hates the place. I don't know what's going on.
And now it's pure hell.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't get it.
He was at Rikers. He's at the detention center. We don't know what's going on.
Exactly. Who knows? All right. But anyway, but they do say that there are more and more accusers. What's our guess of numbers that are going to come? Because remember, this has been years of this. Years. So they say right now there's an uptick in accusers, like 100 more. And then another guy said there's 50 more that are still going to come aboard.
Yeah.
So this could be crazy.
I'm guessing, I'm going to say it's going to peak over 300.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good
maybe even 200.
Maybe even 400. Yeah.
I think that's it might get up to 1,000.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Wow. This has been for like 20 years.
It is. You're right.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Diddy's denied all the charges against him, and his lawyer says he is not going to take a plea deal. He's going to fight it. All right, well, good luck with that.
That's a good thing to say right now, but...
Dude, I'm just so glad. I mean, I'm sorry for Cassie, but I'm so glad we all got to see the truth in that video. Because, you know, I mean, listen, it's he said, she said, blah, 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 right? But that is just proof.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a horrible, horrible human.
Video doesn't lie.
No, it does not. And that's just violent, you know? That's just a girl that's trying to get out of there, and he's just going after her.
I think they've dug so deep into this that they're going to find that he was responsible for Tupac.
I do, too.
I think murder's coming.
I do, too.
I do.
And I wouldn't be shocked if that ex-wife, either.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she died of, what, pneumonia or something?
Yeah, the Kim Porter
girl. 36, something
like
that.
She died of pneumonia at 38, I think it was. Yeah, you're right. That could be a part of it, too. But I do think the Tupac thing, that there is going to be evidence found. Because they're searching everything with this guy right now. Everything.
I know. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. All right, let's see here. Russell Simmons, also a creeper. He owes $3 million. Now, Russell Simmons, he took off. He was a huge guy, too, in the music industry. And he all of a sudden took off to Bali, right, to try to get out from under all these allegations. Well, he did lose a case, and he has to pay $3 million, $1 million each to three women. He said he would do it, but then he moved to Bali, and he hasn't paid him.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is it Bali or Bali?
It's Bali.
Is it Bali?
It's Bali. Yeah.
Bally's Fitness Center?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed.
I'm confused because I don't know the answer.
It's Bali. Didn't you go?
Yeah. Went to Bali for our honeymoon.
Okay.
And you stayed at the Ritz, right?
Was it the Ritz? Ritz. And then we stayed in the rainforest. It was super cool.
BJ, father-in-law, loaded.
Must be. I've never been down to Bali in the rainforest at a 5-star.
Loaded, I tell you. Didn't they just get a new car? Loaded, I tell you.
Mercedes.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just a new car, Mercedes.
Man, you are thinking.
Like, it's a good move.
I'm playing ahead.
Yeah. Hey, do you know if Liz has any money?
I hope she does. Yeah.
Does her dad?
I didn't get a chance to ask her.
Okay.
But you got to
dig in.
I mean, learn from this guy.
Oh, yeah. He crushed life.
Right?
He's making good moves.
I did my research.
All right, Pink Floyd sells its music rights for $400 million. They're saying, somebody texted and said the reason why it was so low, because you're like, I thought it'd be more.
Yeah.
But they said it's not, you know, a lot of these people are selling this so they can use it commercially, and that those songs really can't use in like a Ford commercial. We don't need no, and maybe like that one for political use. That's right, prop number 5.
It sounds like it would go to political ad.
Elton John, this is just bizarre, you guys. Elton John lists all the organs he's had removed.
No kidding.
Yeah, weird.
I didn't know he had any removed.
I didn't either. Elton John was speaking at the premiere of his upcoming career-spanning documentary called Elton John, Never Too Late, and said, to be honest with you, there's not much left of me.
What's he missing?
He doesn't have his tonsils, his adenoids, his appendix, his right hip, his left knee, his right knee, and his prostate.
It's all gone.
Where did his prostate go? I thought you needed your prostate, you know, to be tickled and stuff.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. I just assume he still gets tickled.
I'm just wondering what adenoids is.
Isn't that in your neck?
Part of your tonsil.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think it's the right down.
Usually when they take one out, they take the other.
I've never heard of that.
My adenoids.
Adenoids? Yeah.
Yeah, right hip is gone, left knee is gone, right knee is gone. My God. Yeah, anyway, so thanks for telling us that.
Is that tonsil thing still a thing? Do people still get them taken out?
Yes.
Because at one time, it was huge. Everybody got their tonsils taken out, all right?
I feel like still a lot of people do.
I feel like that anymore, nobody does.
My son has extra large tonsils, and they just said to leave them in there unless they give him problems. Like if they start collecting food and get stinky. You know how you get those little hot pockets? I call them pus pockets.
Oh, yeah.
Where they go into the holes of your tonsil. Yeah. And you have to dig them out, and they stink to high hell.
Do you still have yours?
I have my tonsils? Yeah.
But, I do too.
But what's weird, here's what's weird. I used to get those little pus pockets, what I called them, and they go in the holes.
Uh-huh.
After I had a kid, for whatever reason, I don't have holes in my tonsils anymore.
So your body just changed?
It totally changed. Like, I don't know what. It's the weirdest thing. Now they're smooth, like a baby's butt.
Smooth tonsils.
They make kits for you to dig them out with.
Oh.
They do.
Really?
Yeah, they're called tonsil stones is what they call them.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, you should look and see if you have them.
I don't think I do.
Well, if you have chronic bad breath, then then you, oh God. Thank you for that.
No, I still have the tonsils, so.
I do, too.
Now, my brothers and sisters all had them taken out, but I never had to.
I wanted mine taken out because I remember everybody said they got ice cream.
Why do they take them out?
Because they get pus pockets.
Is that why?
Yeah,
the
pockets, and they cause
problems.
They can impede your breathing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But they told us just to leave my kids in, so.
I like tonsil talk.
Me too.
I mean, we should do tonsil talk every day. I like it.
Let's see here. My 14-year-old just had his tonsils taken out. See, I'm continuing. Okay. I'm continuing. Anybody else want text about so we can do tonsil talk?
Yeah, tonsil talk.
You know what's weird is that Schmidl played tonsil hockey.
Ooh, oh, yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
God. Can y'all tell that we have had no sleep? Oh, I just wondered if you knew. Because we got home at like, what, 11? I got home at 11:30. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Alex, my driver. I love you, Alex. Yeah. We like literally became friends, me and Alex.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's my new driver now.
I mean, it is kind of awkward if you were just sitting in silence and it's an hour each way.
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah, that is awkward. Okay, let's see here. Oh, my God, Jamie, same thing happened to me. I would get pus pockets and was about to get them out when I found out I was pregnant, and then it never happened again.
Wow. It's gotta be
like
a thing.
We're like medical research right now in real life, in real time. I know, it's so weird. Okay, what else did you want to hear about? I'm done. Anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
All right, I want to mention real quick here, Bar Bingo. Last night we had a great time.
So much fun.
But it is so cool to hear from you folks on Textando at 51059. People are writing us this morning saying they had such a good time because when we leave there, we don't often realize if it went good or bad, or you're kind of indifferent. You know what I mean? Did we meet the expectations? You know, did everybody have a good time?
Do you want a Yelp review?
No, but I kind of like that people are texting this morning saying they had a great time, great experience, and going to be back again, you know?
Yeah,
I kind of like that.
We're going to do it again. I'm not sure where, but I do like spreading it out all over the place.
I do, too.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, for sure.
All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I find those combination names annoying.
You do?
Yeah, I don't know why. I do, though.
Like Chillax?
Don't you?
Chillax.
Or do you? Or do you even care?
I don't. Well, I don't care, I think.
Like Bennifer.
Bennifer? Oh, yeah.
I find that
was a good one.
Wasn't there one with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt? Was there a Brad or Fur?
Brangelina.
Yeah.
I was just reading BJ. I'm so upset, you guys, because I went to Vail and I got a shacket.
Shacket?
What's that?
Shacket?
Hello.
How dumb.
Shut up. It's adorable.
It might be adorable, but the name is dumb.
Well, it's a shacket because it's like a flannel shirt, but it's a jacket. So it's a shacket. It's not a shirt and it's not a jacket. It's a shacket. But listen what I just read. I just read Thaw Fashion Don'ts. Guess what's on there?
Shacket.
Yep, shacket.
I don't give a shacket.
Yeah, that's what it says. It says, though they are incredibly comfy, the name alone would tell you why this is a fashion don't. It goes along with tofurkey, jorts, and chillax.
Tofurkey. Yeah, that's exactly my point. I hate these names. Tofurkey. Think about that. Is it right? Tofurkey?
Tofurkey. Yeah, tofurkey. Right.
Like the turducken.
Turducken? That's another one. I like my shacket. This bitch just told me it's out.
Shacket seems dirty.
Yeah, hey, like my shacket? I had an
accident. I just shacket my shorts.
So dumb. No, but you know what? It's so...
Better yet, I shacket in my jorts.
Oh. What's that? What are you doing? By the way,
I'm just saying, whenever they combo these names, it's like, okay, it's 2024. If that word had meant to be around,
what would you call that?
It would have already been around.
What would you call it? So it's a shirt, right? It's a shirt.
Yeah.
It looks like a flannel shirt, but it's thicker and it's a jacket. So what would you call it? A shacket.
I wish I could argue with that. I can't. Because I don't have another name for it.
Well, I guess technically it's just maybe just a jacket.
It sounds like a windbreaker.
It's not really. What?
Like a windbreaker?
No.
No. No. It wouldn't be a windbreaker.
Because it's flannel.
Yeah.
It's a shacket.
Yeah.
That's literally the only way you could describe it, yeah.
Does Brie have a shacket?
I'm sure she does.
I feel like you're over Brie today. You just started bitching about her socks earlier.
So she's on a work trip, right? And she fell asleep on me last night.
Like while you're talking to her?
Yeah! Like, I was literally driving home from Bar Bingo, and she called me. That's the thing. And it's 2 hours later there, obviously, so I know she was tired, but she was a little drunk, too. And then I'm just talking, and I'm like, hello? Hello? Nothing. I didn't know if she was alive. I didn't know what happened.
That is so she totally passed out on
you. Have you heard from her since?
Yeah, I texted her. I was like, hey, because I called her right back. I called her. I hung up and was like, well, maybe it's my connection. I called her twice, went straight to voicemail. So I was like, oh, maybe your phone ran out of battery or something. But I was like, it's kind of weird because she's just in her hotel room.
Right.
And then I was like, hey, are you alive? And she was like, yeah. I was like, did you fall asleep on me last night? She's like, yeah, I passed out. I'm sorry.
While talking to you?
Yeah.
Man, that's an ego buster. Huh?
Like, am I that boring? Yeah. And you called me.
Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie.
By the way, Carson, did you shoot a video last night that we have up on Facebook?
Yeah, it's up there right now.
And it's to this song.
Yep.
Oh, cool. I haven't seen it yet.
No. I haven't seen it either.
Yeah.
We had a great time at Bar Bingo. I want to do a shout out real quick to Mark, our promotions guy.
He's awesome.
Seriously.
I always feel bad leaving the place
when
we do a Bar Bingo because he's the only one. I went back to use the restroom because, well, I just needed to go.
Well, tell him about your problem.
Yeah. I just can't keep it in for some reason. I don't know what's going on.
What's your prostate?
Yeah.
And I told you about that little thing that you can buy. You put it up your butt and it stimulates your prostate and it'll help it.
Yeah. And it's not helped at all. It's not helped. I've tried so many times.
Just keep using it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. But Mark, I go back through there as I'm leaving the place, Prost Brewery, last night. He's up there wrapping up the cords, grabbing the speakers, putting them in the van and doing. And, of course, I went on home. I didn't help.
Didn't even offer.
Oh, my God, BJ. I've helped him tear down.
We got to get up early. I got to go. But I felt sorry for him because it's just him tearing down after a big night. But, man, this guy does an incredible job.
He does.
He's got all the Bar Bingo cards out there. He's got all those daubers out there for you to steal from us. I mean, he's got all this stuff that he puts out and the equipment and the setup and scouring the place before we even get there.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Security. Great job.
Yeah.
He does a great job.
I hope they pay him a lot of money.
If I were him, I'd quit if they don't.
I know. I would too. I'm being serious. It's so much work.
Yeah.
And I hope he knows that we'd be screwed without him, so he should threaten that.
And there are a lot of women that are texting this morning that really thinks he's hot.
I know, because they know he's single, because I got on the mic and said that Mark is single, right? And so many women are like, hey, is it? Hey.
You're like his Cupid.
They like that beard. He's got that beard and he's got the short hair and he's all tatted up. He's got that Donald Duck tattoo, that's on his arm.
He has Donald Duck on his arm. Oh, you're lying?
I was like, I've never noticed that.
I started trying to think of his arms. I was like, did I miss that?
What?
Well, women find Donald Duck hot.
Because he doesn't have on any pants.
Exactly, Jamie. Exactly. Donald doesn't wear pants. They just imagine that Mark doesn't either most of the time. Right?
So dumb. I need a nap.
He does a great job, though,
he does.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
So your friends are excited? I'm excited. I'm excited. Joker.
It was like, what? I didn't know what you were talking about. Because we're going, okay, I didn't know what you are talking about. Sorry. Yeah. No, so my friend, Lori, she's so excited about the Joker, but I'm not really into like scary movies and stuff. And she's like, oh, well, then you don't want to watch this. It'll get in your head.
No.
Yeah.
Lori doesn't know what she's talking about.
She said that the first one got in her head.
I mean, it is a dark movie.
Yeah, I don't want anything in my head.
Good. I thought it was really
good. I don't have room for that.
Look, if you watch The Joker, you're not going to be you might think about it for an hour or two, but you're not. It's not going to be stuck in your head.
She
for like
said it's
days.
Stuck in her head.
No kidding.
The first one, yeah.
I watched it. I've seen it about three times. And I think you have to watch it two or three times just to catch everything in the movie itself. It is dark. There's no doubt. The guy is a little loopy. Yeah, I'll say that. He is. But, man, it's a great movie.
Nope.
Yeah, but I don't mind psychotic stuff like that.
Did you see the first one, Spadil?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Did it get in your head?
Sort of. I mean, it's social commentary. That's, the movie is like a lot of social commentary.
Is it in your head?
He said, yeah, kind of. Yeah. Don't change his mind.
It didn't get in your head.
He said, it's his head. My God, don't tell him what's in his head.
I mean, just like all the mental health stuff in it. And, like, I did think about all that a lot. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. See? Got in his head.
So you're going to see the second one?
I will, yeah.
Oh, because you like thinking about that stuff, huh?
I actually do, yeah.
You enjoy its pleasure.
I don't know if it's pleasurable, but I like it, yeah.
That Joaquin Phoenix might be the best actor in Hollywood. That guy's phenomenal.
He's so good.
He is unbelievable in this movie. But did you ever see I Walk the Line?
Yes.
The Johnny Cash movie? Oh, my gosh. He's good
at it. So does he, is it today? Is it start today or something?
Starts tonight. Yeah.
I'm trying to think if anything's ever really got, well, Jaws, obviously. Jaws gets in your head.
Yeah, but it's not like psycho stuff. It's
no, but,
but every time you get in the open ocean.
But I feel like it's probably the most famous movie for getting in your head. You know?
Where you think twice about going in the water. Yeah.
You never think about it. A huge shark.
Did you see like a Silence of the Lamb?
Clarice, is that one?
Yeah,
I did.
Did it get in your head?
No, but I was so little. I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see, if anything, did you see Halloween?
Reservoir Dogs got in my head when I was younger.
What did?
Reservoir Dogs.
You know what got in my head? Porky's. I was like, damn, her boobs look good. I thought I might like women when I watched that. I was like 12. I got snuck into it. My sister snuck me into Porky's. I was like, maybe I like women. I don't know because her boobs are hot.
I'm having all these emotions right now.
I fell for it. I thought women were hot. And boobs and all that. But Joker comes out tonight. It officially starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I think some theaters are sliding it in there tonight. But I can't wait to see it. It's going to be great.
Yeah, none of the Real Housewives get in my head.
Yeah.
I think Real Housewives, I think that Mormon, what is it called? I used to be married to a Mormon or something.
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
It's called Mormon Whores.
Yeah. Mormon Whores. That got in your head.
And she's got renewed for season two.
Oh, did it really? Because what, now I want to be a Mormon whore?
I guess. I mean, it's like Golden Bachelor. He gets in Carson's head.
I'm consumed by Joan.
Oh, yeah. You lie around thinking about old women all the time. You do. You do.
Oh my God.
He does. He does. In short shorts. Old women in short shorts. That's Carson's thing now.
I don't know. He needs a nap.
I'm just saying.
He's only had 4 hours of sleep.
Joker. And from the previews, I think Lady Gaga is a hell of an actress.
Oh,
yeah, she is. I saw her in Gucci, the Gucci movie.
You did?
Yeah, she's amazing.
Did you see Shallow?
Yes, I saw that too. She was good in that.
She was good in that too, right? She got rave reviews.
Yeah, she is.
But she looks phenomenal in this one too.
Well, she's always iffy.
What do you mean?
Some days she looks like hell.
Oh, I agree. No, I agree with that. Her looks?
Yeah.
But that look that she has where some days she looks great and some days she doesn't look so good, it's perfect for movies. Simply because you can play so many different roles.
Yeah.
And you can change and they hardly even know it's you. So it's perfect for what she's doing now.
Wow, you're very adamant about her. Okay.
Well, Carson likes old women. With short shorts. Just saying. Just calling it the way I see it.
Oh, my God.
BJ
Help
and
me.
Jamie Morning Show, right here on a Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
You got a minute?
I do.
That I can talk to you about something?
Yep, sure.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to talk to Shpadil about this because I don't want to bring him down, you know, depress him, get him thinking all negative or anything. It's not looking good with that girl, Liz.
She didn't text him?
Uh-uh. It's almost 10 o'clock. You know she's up.
Yeah.
All right, if you don't know, Shpadil met this girl that's crazy about him. Last night at Bar Bingo, she came up on the stage area and put a big old kiss on him. In fact, little tonsil tongue or tongue tonsil or tongue
tonsil hockey.
What's it called?
Tonsil hockey.
Yeah.
Tonsil tongue.
So they swap spit up there for a while.
In front of like 600 people.
Yeah. In front of 600 people. Then he texted her last night. She texted him back. They text. And then she sobered up. And she's been ghosting ever since. Okay? So things aren't looking good. Now, Shpadil, again, I don't want to, you know, depress you or anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I don't feel good about this one.
I'm gonna hold my breath. I think she's gonna text me back.
You do?
Yeah.
How long do you give her before you
before I like just give up?
No, just question the fact that she's into you.
A day, I guess. I think a day is pretty good.
Okay. I mean, it's not looking great.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to do this, but you did say good morning, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, but she sent me a hi text at 12, so I feel like that's basically a you up text.
But that was at midnight.
She was also under the influence a little bit.
That was BJ's point, is that she liked you because...
Yeah. She was drunk.
Yeah, but I disagree. I didn't feel like she was, like, drunk.
No, I didn't think so. I mean, when we made out, it didn't taste like alcohol.
Oh. Yeah, but... As the time goes by, it appears she's really
like?
Hammered.
Just her? I don't know.
Isn't that Ed Sheeran song? You taste like something?
I know
your legs don't work. Yeah, but then there's also a song where you taste like something. I don't know. Anyway, what? It could be your theme song.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, Taste of You.
Oh, yeah.
Taste of You.
Yeah.
Well, here's another thing, too. Her friend went as far as texting our show. Her best friend.
Yeah.
But yet she hasn't texted you.
Mm. Yeah. And then I thought that's when I said, hey, tell Liz to text me, that, you know, I would get a text, and I haven't gotten one.
Oh, you told her that?
We said it on the air. Yeah.
Yeah, we said it on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah,
while they were listening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And still nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, she's sober.
Let's think about this.
All right.
Maybe she doesn't know what to write. Maybe she's panicking a little bit. He wrote good morning. What's she supposed to... I look at good morning and I'm like, I don't want to just say hi because then he won't know how to text back that.
And they did say that she was a little starstruck.
That's true.
So she might be freaking out.
Yeah, she might be really overthinking it, asking all her friends, what should I send back? You just said good morning. Yeah. Ah!
Text her back and just put like, what are you wearing? Okay. Let's see where it goes.
Or how about this? Want a bone?
Okay, yeah.
Want a bone.
Just get right to the chase. Yeah.
Afternoon delight.
Take it from Jamie and I. Your love life will explode,
buddy. We're here for you.
You just listen to us. Your love life will explode, my friend.
This show has never ruined romances at all.
No, never.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.